Let's go back to the future. It may sound like we've been transported back to the 1960s and the heyday of Memphis Soul, but we haven't raided Dad's vinyl collection for this one. It's brand new by a group called the Bo Keys from their new album, Got to Get Back. The CD also gets some star power from the likes of William Bell, Otis Clay, Charlie Musselwhite, and others. And joining us now from the studios of WKNO in, where else, Memphis, is the Bo Keys band leader and bass player Scott Bomar. Welcome, Scott Bomar.
Hello, how you guys doing?
And with you there is guitarist Charles Skip Pitts, who also plays on the album. Welcome.
Hello, thank you.
I have to say, this music takes me back and brings me to the present all at the same time. Scott Bomar, you're just 37, so you weren't really around in the heyday. What made you want to start a band like this one? You guys have been together about a decade now.
My favorite music of all time is Memphis Soul. Booker T and the MGs and Willie Mitchell and the Barqués. Those bands, to me, are like what the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and the Who are to a lot of rock music fans. I just really looked up to those groups, and that's the type of music I wanted to play. And I was actually working at the Stax Music Academy right when they opened up, and that's where I met Skip Pitts and a lot of the great musicians who were in the Bo Keys.
Skip Pitts, you're a guitarist from way back, and you have played with some of the greats. In fact, there's a little bit of your handiwork here that people might recognize. That, of course, is the theme from Shaft, which you recorded with Isaac Hayes.
Yes, ma'am. We were up in Universal Studios in Culver City, and Isaac had a little tape recorder right on his acoustic piano, and me, well, Willie Hall on drums. We had Michael Toews on second guitar, and we had Nuck, James Alexander from the Barqués there, and my boy Lester Snell was on keyboards. And when I got to the Wawa, I started doing a... And Isaac said, "Whoa, is that on a record?" And I said, "No, I said, I'm just tuning up and checking my pedals." So he asked Willie Hall on drums, he said, "Give me some 16 notes." And what he was trying to do is get some rhythmic sound for the beginning of Shaft when Richard Roundtree is coming up from the subway in Times Square. He's walking, you know, and you have to have something to move with that.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it?
So that is the way Shaft was basically created.
Scott Bomar, tell me how you would define Memphis Soul. I mean, is it in somehow, is it different from Motown?
I think Memphis Soul was a hybrid between the feel that's in the gospel music and the songwriting that's more maybe influenced by Nashville and even some country western. So in a way, it's a hybrid between church music and country music. I guess Detroit is a little bit more pop, a little bit of a slicker, more produced sound, and Memphis is more raw.
Let's hear a little bit from the title track, Got to Get Back.
I got to get back to my baby.
Boy, listening to Otis Clay singing with you, it's taking me back to Chicago when I used to go and listen to blues on Halsted Street. Did you write this?
We did. We wrote this song with a songwriter named Daryl Carter. He was a house writer at Willie Mitchell's Hive Studios, and also he was a in-house songwriter with Chips Moman here in Memphis at American Studios in the 60s. And Daryl Carter, you know, he co-wrote a lot of Bobby Womack's big hits, and he also wrote a lot of Otis Clay's 70s material for Willie Mitchell.
I never thought it would hurt so much deep down in my soul. It's raining cats and dogs outside. It's really coming down.
Skip, I understand you grew up in Washington, D.C. Did you hear a lot of good music growing up?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was 11 years old with my first guitar. And I would sit by the radio all day long because all of the music that was on the channel wasn't, you know, black music. I would just bypass the stuff I didn't like, you know, the Perry Como's and at the time. And I appreciated them and stuff, but I wasn't trying to learn that. Perry Como's and Frank Sinatra, all that was on the same station with Beverly Brothers and Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry. So when those things came on, I worked on it. And by the next time I heard it, my ear was in a way where I could hear it. By the next time it was on rotation and came back on, I had it, basically.
You must have had a ball working on this record. And you got another hero, William Bell, for a weak spot.
Oh, yeah. I've been knowing him for years and years. I knew him when he came out with You Don't Miss Your Water. At that time, I was living out of D.C. and working with Gene Chandler, the Duke of Earl. And me and Willie go way, way back.
If I had a nickel for every time we've been apart, I'd be a rich man with a broken heart. 'Cause you've got my feelings, got me dangling by a thread. And without your love, baby, I might as well be dead. Oh, I've got a weak spot.
We were thinking that this CD, this album, Got to Get Back, comes out on the first day of summer, and it has a real summery feel. I can hear it blasting out of Cadillac convertibles everywhere.
Oh, we all hear it coming out of Cadillacs and convertibles and everything.
Everybody understands.
It has been a real pleasure speaking with both of you, Skip Pitts and Scott Bomar from the Bow Keys. Their new album is called Got to Get Back, and it comes out on Tuesday. And they joined us from the studios of WKNO in Memphis. Thanks very much.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, and we really enjoy it, too.
You've got my love, got me chained and bound. I'm like the struggling man in water. Please don't let me drown.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.
All in my heart.